Okay, what may be done on Chol Hamoed and Shemitah, which are similar parameters. Are you, does that tree bother you?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Put it maybe on top of the shelves. So we are Moi Cotton Daf Gimel Amraf.
Page 5.
And we are in on the fifth line, right at the beginning of the line. Ira de Tzipori, the aqueduct or water canal in Tzipori, Yisbechas Memoada, it got ruined on Yontif. In fact, it's interesting, this is actually, you can go today, I actually have pictures from our trip to Israel last summer of the aqueduct. It's a major, major engineering feat. It brought the water from kilometers away to Tzipori, and it's still there, a great deal of it's still there, and part of it's above ground, part of it's below ground. It's really a monumental thing, which is still there and it's amazing to see. Actually, it's mentioned in the Gemara. So Ira de Tzipori is bachatachas, it broke, ben mo'ada and chol hamoed. Chabrayat sabim meimer, the chabrayat, I mean the chomi wanted to say, shari, that it's permissible to fix it. From this, from what it says in our Mishnah, Masakten es kilkolei amai. You can fix where the water is ruined. Now the thing is, Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked it. It's not brought down. The Korban Eidah throws it in as a girsa. It's evident from the next line. Rabbi Yirmiyah forbade them to do it. Nevertheless, our Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Pinchas says, Lo'asa Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah forbade them. It's elam mishum halachas patish. Interesting halacha. Halacha means to, you know, bring it back and forth, to blow with the hammer. And actually, what he's saying is that, although theoretically, from the strict letter of the law perspective, it's not also to engage in this kind of fix-up activity on Shabbos, on Chol Hamoed, sorry, but nevertheless, it sounds bad. It's like a Marzayin type thing. In other words, if there are a lot of hammer blows ringing in the streets, it defiles, that detracts from the Kedusha of Yontif. So actually it's because of a public policy issue that he forbade it, not so much because of the actual halachic issue. Isser. Rav Chuna Savar Meimar Shari. Rav Chuna wanted to say, Bar Makatio, the cemetery in Bar Makatio, is Patachas Memoad, and something went bad. Cemetery.
Yeah,
they found the bar. I mean, that's what that old unfortunate thing it is. Maybe it's something else, but that's what everybody's interpreted. They found the bar Makati is Patachas Mamada. He got ruined. Homeboy Rav Chuna Sover Meimar Shari. Rav Chuna Sover wanted to say it's butter to fix it. Mean I thought it says the Mishnah, Bosi Kol Tzarech Rabbi, we could do all the needs of the masses on Homeboy. Amrali Rav Mana said, Lo Tani Shmuel, didn't Shmuel teach us? Elios sharpen as it came. And what it means to smooth out the cracks. Meaning, you cannot do any long-term repairs on Chol Hamoed. You can do short-term repairs, what's necessary for the immediate, upkeep. But not beyond that. Now, yesterday, obviously, we learned an opinion which held that you can even put off the repairs to Chol Hamoed if you know that Chol Hamoed, you'd be able to get cheap labor or something like that and be able to accomplish more than you can on a weekday. But generally speaking, it seems that either this argues or this modifies, either argues and says dafka, where you can actually get dafka, the work which you have to do for Chol Hamoed itself, that's permitted. Or else you have to say that it's dafka if it's work which is unavoidable that it be done on Chol Hamoed, that it can't be done any other time. So in any event, the work on the cemetery was only the minimum which was necessary in order to be done at that time, as opposed to whatever could be put off till later on. It said in the Mishnah, it's actually a quote from the Mishnah, it says, you can dig out your water, your drainage canals. So what does it mean? Garpilon, you sweep out the gunk, which gets stopped up and stops them up. Kaditnina tamon, like we learned over there, hachotit betzina, somebody who makes an indentation.
We're all going to be down right now.
All going to be davening now?
Yeah, we spoke to Dion, we discussed the issue, and we don't think that it's going to be any better than last night at 10:15.
Last night there wasn't many.
There were six people davening, basically, but it was
All right, we'll dive in now. So says more further. So chotin moson is garfin lon. You remove gunk from that. Kaidetin tana, like it learned. We said over there. Hachotin betina lekabel tronos. Somebody who digs into a tino or into a pipe to make like a little catch. To catch little pebbles that you're going through, so that means to dig into, and here to the dig into means to clean out. All the needs of the masses on Chol Hamoed. What a Torah Rabbi. Done in Dine Momenos, you can judge court cases in monetary matters, in Vashos, capital crimes, Dine Makos, corporal punishment, redeem captives. So the Chorani mask, you redeem captives even on Shabbos, it's considered to be Pikuach Nefesh. So they say it's like counting, you know, making the accounting books, not some peripheral task. So even that you're allowed to do a Chol Hamoed. V'arachim, what can be involved in arachim in charame ekdeshos, various other types of ekdesh. U'mashkin is a soita, one can give a soita to drink, it's considered to be tzarkei rabim. The sarfin is a pora, and one can burn a paraduma, v'arachim egg la rufa, and wring the neck of an animal if you found a casualty, do not know who killed that person. The roitzim neved ivri, one is allowed to pierce the ear of an eved ivri. Mitaris amitzorah, you can pronounce the taris amitzorah, that is going to come back tonight again later on. Now, this is not the last thing, really has nothing to do with tzorchei rabim, but just put down it because it has it's relevant to Chol Hamoed. Mifarkes amino, one is allowed to take a shum al gabi imum from on top of a lash, avalom achzirah, so but not put it back, because putting it back is a special craft. So, Zaz Gemara, we're wondering where you went.
What?
Wondering
where
you
went. I just went in to see where it was.
Okay. Did they let you in?
Yeah, sure. He didn't want to put a vest on me. I said, no, I'm fine. It's tricky. I can't stand up
anymore. With Zayn Alec Boros. And you can mark graves on Chol Hamoed. Look, Martina Meadar, and we already learned in Masechet Shkolim that they would mark the graves in Adar, right? That's when they would go out and mark. So the Tzavah case where there came down a torrent of rain, the short foot and wiped away the markings. The Otsuki line, you go out and mark.
So according to this, you really could not be the Messiah, of course, except for the fact that.
To God wiped away. You can't leave it. That's what we said before. It's something with Tzorach Moed. So you can't leave it for a Chol Hamoed. It's just if you've seen a Chol Hamoed, things have deteriorated, you can go out and be Misaki in it.
I was wondering what effect you have on Hakamas
on the Seva,
so to say.
No, probably not. There's only for because of where there's potential Tumah and Tara ramification, whereas Hakamas on the Seva is generally in a case where in the middle of the cemetery is not that kind of problem. So says the Gemara, "Yotzim afal kilayim." When go out also and check the kilayim, look for yotzim yada. Didn't they already go out in Adar? Tipater Rizal explained. So I said, "B'shana shana feila." It was when things grew late. Literally, they were dark. It's when the carmen the growth was not recognizable till Chol Hamoed. Nailati and I know supposed to mark grapes. Rabbi Yaakov, Bas Yaakov, B'shem Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavron. Rabbi Yisrael, Melo, Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, B'shem Rabbi Chuni, the Bas Chavron. Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Uziel, Breder of Chunia, Breder of the Bas Chavron. Somebody said it the following. V'tomei, Tomei, Yikro. A person in the Torah has to go around telling everybody he's Tomei. G'day Shetei, Tuma Koro, Lo, B'fia. So the same thing here. Tuma calls out with its mouth, but Omer's approach and tells everybody else to separate from it. And here too, the Tuma calls out, meaning the gravestone calls out and says, "This is a Tomei place." Rabbi Levi Shemar Shmuel Bar Nachman said another pshat. It says after the war of Gog and Magog, Armageddon, Vavra Ovin Boretz, the people of Asulan, Vero Etzim Adam, if they see a bone from a human being. They'll make them, they'll put up by their marker. We see they make markers on bones. Adam, from the word Adam, which is a superfluous word, teaches us you put up a sign, even if it's not a full skeleton, but even just a a spine and a skull. Ubana, that says the word ubana, mikancha b'tzayna gabi emekfur. For this, you learn to put the marking on a fixed stone, not one which might wobble around. Imarma the gabi emekfur, you're going to say you put it on a stone which is severed from the ground. Afiolechas, it'll go, roll away. When the time of Mokamacha, people think the tomb is elsewhere, whereas really it's here. Etzlo, it says in Prussian word, Etzlo, Mokamacha, it means you build a little bit over in the surrounding areas so that the stone ends in a Torah place. So meaning people don't come right up to the side of the grave because the headstone or the tombstone is a little bit larger than the size of the grave. Tzion, it says a marker, Mikalan Tzion, we see it has to be a marker. Matza Evan Achas Mitzion is you find one marking stone. It can't, even though it literally means you don't leave it like that, but it means it's very rare, because obviously it's a very small thing to have one stone, right? So Amayel of Tami, nevertheless, I say that if you step over it and make an Oel by stepping over it, you become Tami. Why? Because Ani Omer, I say, even though it's rare to find such an exceedingly small, isolated headstone, I say, Ani Omer, I say, that mace kamtutsa no saint tachta, a cut up mace is underneath the stone and is buried deeply, not horizontally but vertically, and therefore I have to be careful not to step over the stone in order to be matan myself, especially when I'm a kohen. Chayushtai, if there are two stones in proximity, a mile lay in tar, then I say that neither stone is over the grave, but rather the grave is between the two stones. So if you create an oil by walking over either one of the stones, you're tar. But then, if you walk between them, however, Tame, that's probably where the grave is, and then you become Tame. Imaya Chorosh Ben Azayim, if, however, there was a plowed field, which plowed area between the two stones, and that indicates that there's no mace buried there, for years, long ago it would have been plowed up. So then, Harein Kiyachidos, then each stone is to be independent. They named Tarim, between the two of them is Tar, so both same surrounding them is Tame. Time learned aim at tain al abosar shemini sakel abosar. The halacha is that if you have some flesh you have to bury, somebody lost some flesh but there is no bone, you don't make a marker over it, because after a while the flesh rots away into nothingness. Rav Yisrael bar Shunam boy, yes, kumi Rav Mona ferna yuna v'lo nimtza metame taros amafreya. What about all the taros or all the people at Torah or the trumo just taken over that unmarked grave before the meat rotted into oblivion? So he said, Mutav Yiskalkubo Lashaw, interesting perspective. He said, it's better that they'll be inconvenienced by Tuma temporarily by Yiskalkubo Olam than being ruined permanently by assuming that there's a mace where there isn't, and thus cutting down on prime land and prime real estate in Eretz Yisrael. So better to not mark it, because eventually the mace will rot, and whatever becomes Tumi in the meantime, they're like an onus. But eventually the tomb is going to fall off when it becomes completely rotted away. Okay? Next Mishnah. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov Omer, Moshe and Samayim Ilum Ilum, when it's allowed to draw water from tree to tree, on Chol Moed, in other words, if you're watering one tree, you're allowed to make an irrigation canal to another tree. Avalol Yashkitz Chol Sadakul, but not for the entire field. Zroim Shlo Shoslif Neimoed, if you have seeds which were not watered before Yom Tov began. So lo yashkin moed. So obviously you don't care about whether they're giving them water or not. So you're not allowed to just go and water them a chol moed because it's convenient. The chachamim matirim, turning the page, chachamim say it's permissible. B'zeh b'zeh. Regardless of whether the water that was watered before you answer or not. Raimona says the following statement without attribution. Rabbi Yavin said b'shem Shmuel. Rabbi Yavin said name of Shmuel. B'stam chalukim, they're arguing about a generic field in our Mishnah. And what is this generic field? Manakai, what is it about? Imruvachim, if the plants are broadly spaced apart from each other, the miracle also, everybody gets now to put an irrigation canal between the plants. Too much tircha, too much nuisance and bother. Imrutuvim, they're very close together, the miracle mutar, everybody gets you allowed to put irrigation canals between the plants. Okay, okay, what's the issue here? Minatuim mata esilabesaw, when there are a middle distance from each other, a standard distance, 10 planted in a measure which produces a saw, and they knew precisely what their measure was. Rav Lezim Yaakov, Avalek Meruvachim. Lezim Yaakov said, in that case, it's as if they're far apart, you may not bring water through canals from one to the other. Rabbanan says, it's not going to be far apart, it's like they're close together, and therefore you can bring water through the canals. You can create canals and bring water through the canals from one to the other on Chol Hamoed. Mao Lamshich. What is the story with
I thought it's about Lamshich Tilma, one second.
Oh, no, so I was wrong. It says here explicitly. Harabonan, I skipped a line, didn't I? Harabonan. The rabbis said, Amri, they said, Miruvachin Aser. When the trees are far spread apart, you're not allowed to water them, right? The lahashkos, most lahashkos, now to water them. Ma'olam shich, but can you draw water from one to the other? In other words, when they're very far spread apart, you're not allowed to water each one individually. But what about bringing water through a canal from one to the other? So Neila Fador, the Rabbanon, means the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let's learn how the sheet of Rabbanon from the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kemar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omar ben Ruvachim, also Ashkos. When they're widely spread apart, you're not allowed to give each one independently water. However, Mutzal Amshi, you're allowed to draw water from one to each other through a canal. Ken Rabbanon, so too Rabbanon will say Amri, Ruvachim, what they consider to be spread out, spread apart. Oslashlus was now to give to each one independently. Mutam Sheikh, one is allowed to draw little canals from one to the other. So actually, more severe about giving water outright than about drawing canals. Giving water outright is considered to be far more of a contravention of the spirit of Yontif as opposed to giving drawing canals from one to the other. So in fact, if one of them water, you can draw canals to the other corner of water, even though you can't give them water independently. Okay, because that's too much of a nuisance or hassle on Yom Cholmoy. Says the Gemara, the Lokein Sabri Meimar. Aren't we not coming out with the Svara to say, with the logic to say, that Meruvachim, when the land is, when the trees are broadly spread apart, they bring a colossal. And because it's also to water all of them. Well, if that's the case, vain offer lava. It's not really an issue over here, but it's an issue in the Masechta Shemitah, Masechta Shviz. It says that offer lava and white sand you're allowed to moisten on Yontif. Why? Vain offer lava and lomer vachim, who is not offer lava on very broad swaths of territory, so why is that permissible? So it says, I'm going to tell you why. Elakamish is Kamoid. One is talking about Shemitah, one is talking about Chomoid. Mavin is Mavin, what's between Shemitah and Chomoid? So Shviz, Aideshi, Muteres, Memelacha, Shemitah, since it's Mutzah to do work, there's no Isser Melacha, just specific kinds of field work. So therefore, he tiru ben dover shu trin, ben dover shenu shu trin. They allow you to do things, even if though they're a hassle to you, they're difficult. Moid, however, Chomoid, Aideshu also Melacha, since it's part of the Isser Melacha of Yontif. So loy tir lo davar shuavet, only allowed something which will get lost if left until after Yontif, and uvabav davar shenu trin has to be sung where there's no exertion, no overwork necessary in servicing the purpose on Chol Hamoed. At least the boy may my sons but wanted to say the shmita minado. Let's learn the distinction between shmita and Chol Hamoed like this. Shviyas aideshes manam ruvus, since shmita takes a long year, hitiru they allowed you to do certain types of work during the year. Which is brief, wait till after Yontif. Now it says more again, the same question we had in Amrav, maybe it shouldn't be here, but here it is. Also, Shivas Yomei Achron, if that's the case, the difference is in time. So the last 7 days of the year, right before Rosh Hashanah, Lo Mistabra Mi'adin Kishivas Yomei Arego, we should make them like the 7 days of Yontif, right? V'yuhasurin, and they should be forbidden. I forget what they're supposed to be forbidden in. What is supposed to be forbidden? Oh, to draw water or water independently, depending on what commodity we're talking about. So if you Chol Hamoed, you disallow things because there isn't that much time. So also the last 7 days of Shemitah, since you don't have that much time left to miss, no more than Shemitah itself. So then you are allowed to then you're allowed to, then you'll be prohibited to do the work, whatever work you want to do on the last day. Can't mix up, but you'll be prohibited to do what you want to do on the last days of the year because it's similar to Chol Moed. Just like there, 7 days in the ban. In effect, it was not intended to be kefarlich, and the Torah gave it to you anyway. So Kol Shekein, if the Torah is just giving you a year's, tongue-tied. Let me just try and say it outside again, one more time. What I'm trying to say is that if the 7 days of Yontif, there are certain things which are severely restricted because you can wait till after the 7 days are over. So too, the last 7 days of Shemitah, let's say the same thing. Let's restrict you severely because in 7 days all the regulations don't apply and then it'll become mutter anyway, right? So therefore, we have a parallel. Say on Yontif, we forbid certain types of watering, which we permit during Shemitah, but the last 7 days of Shemitah, we would not permit that types of watering. Okay, those type of watering your crop. Okay? It says, Ma'ash Kachtani, we indeed found a Bryce which says, Marbitzim offer love Mishvis, one is allowed to do the work, the toil with white dirt on Shemitah, v'lo moiv v'nal chol moiv, either because Shemitah, they allowed Malacha anyway, so therefore this is permitted, or because on chol moiv they need it more urgently. It's not clear. All right. The Chachamim Matir Bezel Bezel. Chachamim permit both in this case and this case. Mao Bezel Bezel, what's this case and this case? Ben Shoshu Kodem Regal, Ben Shoshu Kodem Regal, Ben Shalo Shoshu Kodem Regal, through the asking of the question. Does it mean all fields get their allotment of
allotment of irrigation canals
to make, whether they were watered for Yotzev or not? Says Lamar, no, can't be. Elakan be Elon Kan be Zroim. The difference is between Elon and Zroim. Zroim actually do not need water so much. So therefore these things cannot be permitted by seeds. But by wine, all these things are permitted, again, because by wine or any other tree. All these things are permitted because they're essential for the nature of the tree. So that's what I'm trying to say. Matir Mizel Bazeh is not talking about that the matir both before and after, whether you gave the field to drink before Yotzev or not. In fact, they still retain that chiluk. If you gave the field to drink before Yotzev, you can continue doing so on Chol Moed. If you didn't, then tough luck. But rather, what they're trying to say is that the fence, or kind of a tree or vegetation we're talking about, is that which we permitted it to. What? To water is only by a tree, not by a zroim, which do not need it. Seeds do not need that much water. Okay, aloha dalet. So I didn't ask the ishos ones allowed to hunt down ishos. Ishos are
weasels. Not weasels. Moles.
On yachts. Moles. M-O-L-E-S. Besach, Barim, and mice. Basade, in the fields. Bestail, in a field of trees. Bestail, Lovin, and in a grain field. Kedarko. Ladus, in normal fashion. Bemoid, an cholamoid. Uvishmiz, and shmiz as well. Rabbeinu Meir, Besada, Elon, Kedarko. Besada, Lovin, Shalo, Kedarko. Says, no, in Sada, Elon can do it the normal way, in a tree field. But in a grain field, you have to do it with a machinery because that's too much similar to the normal work. Well, market is appearance of the sowing. One is allowed to close up a gap in one's wall if it occurs during Chol Moed, but not more than that, not more than ad hoc repairs. The Shemitah and the Shemitah, Bona Kilchos, you can build the actual way full lock, stock, and barrel. Okay?
So, David says, what?
Issues, what is the issues we're counting down to Chulda? It's a mole. Hava Bishen Raya Darvim, there's no clear evidence that Zechla Darvim, there's an allusion to that. It says, Nafal Eishes, the Eishes fell, Baal Chazur Shemesh, in a place where the sun can't see it. So that sounds like a mole lives where the sun can't see it. Nicha B'stei Ilon, and I understand in a Stei Ilon, a vineyard and such like, that you're allowed to catch the you're allowed to hunt down these animals, right? So that's good. But stay loving, but why in a grain yard, whatever they call it, a plot which grows grain. Why, what's the problem over there? So I guess that the animals, these kinds of animals, the moles and the mice, cause much more damage by trees than by grain. So we're asking why you're allowed to hunt them down in the granary on a Chol HaMoed. So it says, the Gemara will tell you why. I'll tell you. Again, Nicha b'stei lovan, b'stei lovan, she's smukal or sada ilan. Yeah, because sometimes you have a grain field which is adjacent to a regular field, and therefore the pests, you know, around have to be controlled because of your proximity with the guy who has the wheat fields. Okay? Tani machriven charorei gemolim was allowed to destroy, to ruin ant holes on
b'moyin achol
boy. What? Antils. What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Ketzel, so Shigali Omer, how do you do it? I'm not sure what the Torah of Yantav is. I guess it's bad for your crops or something like that. So how do you do it? Shigali Omer, Nota Me'elu, you take some of the mice from one anthill, and they sit inside and put them in the other anthill. And needless to say, they get into a fight. Turf war. And they suffocate each other to death, these ants. It's only if there is a canal between the two anthills. The canal between the two anthills, so they're strangers. They're strangers, so then they'll start killing one another. Nowadays, if they're friends, they start killing one another. And it says, it was allowed to fix a hole in the wall of a moed, Evno Gabi Evan, but not in the real way, which is a pebble on a stone on a pebble. I guess the big stones and little stones are kind of made it interlock. You can't do that in Yontav. Evno Gabi Evan, Utsuar, oh, you can't. No, they used to do it the other way. Sorry, they used to do it stone on stone and pebble on pebble. And to do it stone on pebble and pebble on stone is considered to be derogatory. Or a diminishing of the dead person. But nevertheless, that's what you say here. What did I say, dead person? Sorry, I take that back. Wrong too, yeah. Here we're talking about rebuilding a fence in a backyard. So we're talking about just a plain stone fence. So for some reason, I know exactly why they used to put a stone on a stone, a pebble on a pebble. And that was better. If you put a stone on a pebble and a pebble on a stone, that's no good. Okay, it doesn't hold properly. But that's all we allow you to do on Chol HaMoed. You don't allow you to do more than that. Okay, only the bare minimum. So it says, Emno Gabi Emno Tzro Gabi Tzror. Yeah. It was right the first time. Sorry. You're supposed to put a pebble on a stone on a pebble. Big stones and little stones, little stones, big stones. But here, since Chol HaMoed, Evno Gabi, Evno Tzro Gabi Tzro. You put big stones and little stones on little stones. Right? It was Shmiz, but on Shemitah, Boyne Kedarko, you can build the normal way. Evno Gabi Tzro, big stones and little stones, Tzro Gabi, Evno, and little stones and big stones. Now, we appear to Shedo Soga as offer. The only time you'll have to close up the hole in your fence is if it's a break, which is not filled in with dirt. I will appear to she soga as a offer, but won't just fill with dirt, which serves like a back wall. Also, the Gojo Bishmias, you're not allowed to fix it even during Shemitah. When Tani came, we learned this in a bright. So, ko appear to she soga as a offer, anytime you have an opening, but it still is closed by dirt and earthwork berm, then also the Gojo Bishmias is not allowed to build the fence during Shemitah. Shana's the soga as a offer, because it's protected anyway. But if it's not something which is protected by an earthwork berm behind the actual fence, so then mutar legodra b'shvi'is, you're allowed to fix the during Shemitah. V'sheina machshel tzisarabim, But this is also only true if it doesn't cause stumbling back for the masses. For some reason, the stones caused a stumbling block for the masses, the stones which fell out of your gate, which is understandable. Even though it's going to... She saw this offer, in other words, that... even though it still has a an earthenwork berm behind it, right? I mean, so it's offer mutzah legodra, but she's allowed to put up the regular brick wall in front of that. Because, like we learned, it says, imayel kosel goa, if your wall is inclined to fall, so sure you can break it down on boneo and build it back up, even on yotav itself, on chol moed itself. V'yistav lo yivnei, why don't you just take it down and not rebuild it? So says more, Chanani b'shem Yochan said, if you saw me need to close, I'll let you put it back up, because otherwise you won't take it down. We weren't concerned for public safety. Shemar melo'at shelo yivnei, you're going to tell me you can't rebuild it, apu'e no so sure he's going to keep his slum in place. Right, it's not going to break it down. It needs somebody to say it's going to come to dangerous results. Okay. Rabbi Meir says, Elochei, Roy Masinagoyim, one can see, look at, a Kohen can look at Saras, Lachel, to be lean, in other words, to get the guy out of a bind that he's in, Avalo Lachmir, but not be Machmir. Chachomim, lo Lachel, lo Lachmir, Chachomim said, don't look neither to be Mekel nor to be Machmir. Mayor said further, Malachi Adam Atomos Ovivimo, a person can collect the bones of his father and mother on Chol HaMoed, even though you would expect that to be a negative thing, right? Because the joy is to be able to gather up their bones and bring them to a proper cavern. Interesting perspective, right? Rabbi Yossi Mer Abel Lorbius says not permitted because it's an Abel for him. And for the 30 days before Yontif, you cannot do the hespet and do not arouse crying for the Yontif, for the mace, because the people are imminently making their preparations for Yontif. Okay, so therefore, the last 2 days of Yontif, you don't make eulogies, nor do you arouse cries on a dead person. Okay? Say some more further. Talmud learned over there, Baharis Kigris, if you have a Baharis, means a Taras mark on your skin, the size of whatever the grease is, small vegetable that makes you tummy, that size. Baharis Kigris, Upasas Kigris, then this mark expanded by, it doubled in area. Pasas means expanded. With all the pision, and then where it expanded, it got michya, it got, it, within the affected area, it got an area which is not affected, which is a sign of tumor. Oser lemon got white hair, which is another sign of tumor. Oive, so what's he going to do now? He got developed tzaraas, it's tzaraas spread. So says the Gemara, I skipped that. Avochala means the original part went away. So we had an original mark of Tzaraas, and another one sprouted next to it with all the hallmarks of Tzaraas, and then his hallmark.
What do you mean, take your word tonight?
Yeah, we all davened because they tried to reach you. Do you know they tried to call you?
Who?
Yaakov Weil.
No.
Because he was afraid there wasn't going to be a minion.
No, there's a minion. There's a team called davening also. I was thinking only you.
Okay. Right. So if you need us, you sure you don't need us?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Okay. So, again, let's start the Gemara again. Tom and Tina. Baharis Kikris. If you have a Baharis, a mark of Tzaraas the size of a gris. Upasas Kikris, and expanded the size of a gris. So it's twice as large. The expanded area has a mark. I'm sorry, has a clear area. You know, the way Taras works, if you have like a bagel effect, you have white around a hole, which is normal skin color, that's a surefire sign of tuma. Okay? So it got that bagel effect. Osera Levana got white hair in the expansion, which is also a surefire sign of tuma. Vochala Om. And the original mark went away. So actually, you went from an old mark to a new mark, and the new mark is much worse. The old mark might be tar, but because it went away, old mark is tar because it went away. But the new mark is for sure tummy. Okay? So now the thing is like this. So Raz is like we learned in Bavli, like Kiddush HaChodesh. You can't have Taraz unless a Kohen declares it. And a Kohen does not have to declare it. He can willfully ignore the Taraz. Yes. That's what we do nowadays. If a person develops signs of Taraz, you don't take him to a Kohen nowadays. We willfully ignore it. Right? I don't know if we actually have it. But even if we have it, we don't do anything about it. Okay? So now, Rabbi Akiva Matar, Akiva says, guy's Tommy. He's tired of being tummy. True, he switched gears, but now his tummy is even worse off because he has a far stronger tumor. Chachamim say, no, we look at him anyway to check him out. Now, the bottom line is, says, well, I don't understand what's going on. What's the difference? Rabbi Akiva says, he's tummy, and we have to retain his tumor definitively to make him tummy. Rabbanu Amrei Tiroi so that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanu Amrei Tiroi Kibitchila. Rabbanu says, okay, look at him again. But they're also Machlitin. They're also going to have to concede the guy's tummy. So what's the practical difference between the positions? So it says, what's the difference? Rabbi Yochanan said a very interesting thing, and they're going to agree two other possibilities as well. Rabbi Yochanan first says, and there are Yontif. Normally, the rest of your, both Rabbanu and Rabbi Akiva comes to the net result that the guy is tummy. But an Erev Yontif, Rabbi Akiva holds his tummy because it's to say it's a continuation of the first state. But Rabbanu holds, no, the first thing has gone away. This is the second thing. When they come to see it, what do? They look mamish at the spot and they see the first one went away. Hi, right next to it, there's a new one. They don't look at the new one. They just look at the old one, right? And it's gone. They let him stay tar for all of Yontif. Why is that? So in order that he should be able to be Mekayim, Shami Chagiga, Olas Re'iha, so therefore for Erev Yontif, they check him out to see if he can start bringing Karbonos, because he has to bring the first day, the Karbonos, the rest of the Yontif is the Tashlumin. So even though he has Taras, and he had Taras, since it's a different Taras, we let him go. That's what Gemara says, it's the same one, it expanded. True, the original one is not there, but an expansion. Can't do anything. You're not to be Mekel, not to be Machmir. It's tough. Rabbanu Amrei Chorehu. No, it's a different one. But Pocha Minarishon, the first one is off the hook. Okay, so we let him off the hook for the first one, and we say the second one we'll worry about after Yontif, so he can actually go on to Beis Hamikdash. Now, the next page of the Gemara is all messed up. Isn't that exciting? It's a little tiny page. It is so deceptive. But in what happened here, basically, Gilgan Ephraim. Now, the truth is, I did not try it without the Gilgan Ephraim. But Gilgan Ephraim shifts blocks of text throughout this page in order to make it work. And if he had a word processor, he probably would have used it. But he didn't, and we don't. So I will just tell. You'll have to trust me when I tell you where to look, and that I'll get all the words on the page in at some point or another. Now, right at the top of the page, throw out the first two lines. We'll come back to them later on. We'll insert them somewhere else, okay? Instead, put in the line which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down on the page, and you have a dot, and then the word Tznina. So everybody see that? Okay? See that? We learned over here. Rav Meir Roinas and Negoim La Bitchila. Rav Meir says Bitchila. You look at the Negoim to begin with La Hakel Avolo La Hachmir. To be Mekel and not to be Machmir. What does it mean to be Mekel not to be Machmir? So that's what we said before. We said Rabbanan. Just like we said, I think it was Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Say. That, yeah, you look at the Negoim, the first one to say it's not there. And then you ignore the second one and say it's not there either. It's true, it's there, but we just don't look at it. So Rav Meir said the same thing, right? Same idea. Now let's go back now to the second line of the page. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Acha, see that, the second line of the page? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Acha said, Asya tichidad hacha. The opinion of the solitary individual in our sukkah, which is Rabbi Akiva, who says, you can't do that. It's still there. It's the same one, expanded. So that's the opinion of Akiva. It's kistom and tamon. It's like Rabbanan over there arguing at Meir. That's what Rabbanan said. You can't do that. You have to take both accounts. With Yechidah the Taman, the single opinion over there, meaning Rabbi Meir's opinion, right, who says that you can look at the first one and say it's not there, you don't have to look at the second one, that's the Gestam Adalka, that is the Rabbanon, the generic view in our Brisa. At Yechidah the Gestam Adalka, now the more explained. The single opinion over here is the generic opinion over there. Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, he got Meitzer. Kiva says the same for one who was before. You cannot do anything neither you make nor to be macher. And the generic position over the and the opinion of the general Rabbi Meir, which is the solitary position over there, is the generic position over here. Rabbanan Amei Chorehu Vatpocha Minerishonu. Rabbanan say this is a different nega, and you exempt him from the first one, and you exempt from the second one as well. Now here, insert the first two lines of the page. Hey, dahi shelo lachmir. What does it mean that you're not machmir? Sheinat nizka klo lashnia. Of course, you look at the first one. Say the first one's not there anymore. We don't look at the second one, which is right next to it. Lo lachil na lo machmir. We just ignore it until after Yochanan. Okay. Now that's all Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's before Yochanan, we check it out. Now comes the second Shita. And the second Shita, we go now down two lines from where we were before, and we go to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. But before we do that, no, sorry, before we get there, actually we throw in this, the last... what do we throw in? One second. Yeah, five lines to the bottom. Rabbi Zira Omer. Does anybody see the Rabbi Zira Omer?
No, Rabbi Zira Omer.
Rabbi Zira Omer, Yimei Arego Beinio. Rabbi Zira argues Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the time when we do this whole thing is Erev Yontif, for the purpose of Shami Simcha, right? That means by the time we get to Chol Moed, you're going to look, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to look at the Negah regardless, even according to Rabbanan. Why is that? Because by this time, it's too late for him to bring the Korbanos. Since we hold that all 6 days of Yontif are Tashlumin, make up the first day. If the first day wasn't suitable, he can't bring the rest of Yontif, right? So therefore, this Kula, which we have, to put blinders on, only applies to the first day of Yontif. After that, there's no reason. Rabbi Zira argues, he says there's a reason all of Yontif. Because there's another mitzvah in Yontif besides bringing Korbanos, which is to go up to the Azorah, to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mitzorah can't go up to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we even during Chol HaMoed, we'll still play the same trick according to Rabbanan, and we'll look only at the old one and say it's not there, and not look at the new one and say it's here already. Okay? So Rabbi Meir Rego Beineon, that's the difference. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hi Kat Mesa. Rabbi Akiva says this is the first one, and therefore it should be ve'eno nichnas la'azora. Can't go into Azora, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, because he's still the same nega. Rabbanan Amrei Chayri, it's a different one, v'u nichnas la'azora, again changing the gears here, he go to Azora. It's a fascinating concept. The guy's got a physical blotch, which everybody knows is Saras. I know it's Saras. He knows it's Saras. He knows he had Saras, but then he knows he was Tomei till now, but nonetheless we let him off the hook, because we say that we're looking only at the old one, we're not yet looking at the new one. It's a fascinating halacha, you know, a chassan, we also don't look at his saras. A chassan. Somebody who's in sheva brachas. Don't look at saras till after sheva brachas. You let him have all sheva shivas and mishnah. And the Stei Chema brings down a shita that a sefer Torah on the day that it is, you have a chanukah sefer Torah, whatever they call it, achnasa sefer Torah, you also don't look at it to see if it's kosher or possible. For this reason.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like a chassan, we don't look at his saras, so you don't look at the same return to see if it's possible. Okay, which is pretty good. Stegman, I think, ultimately discredits the skula, but it's a pretty interesting one because even new Sefer Torah have usually a lot of mistakes. So therefore, it's a good, nice thing to have. All right. In any event, continuing along our merry way along this page, now we're up to the... Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon, which is it's right in the middle of the page, really. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon, he had said a third shita. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon, Moshe Rabbi Acha said, Bein di chida da'acha, bein rabbanan da'acha. Both the individual here, and the rabbanan over here, both rabbanan and tamon. Now, here, the thing is, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon being Yerushalmi Amori, he switches Hacha and Tamon, right? Hacha means there, and Tamon means here. So he says, both Rabbeir and Rabbanan over there, will Ben Yechidah Dacha, Ben Rabbanan Dacha, both Rabbeir and Rabbi Akiva, Maidu Rabbanan and Tamon, they concede to the rabbis over here, Lakav lo lachmir. They were meichel, not machmir. What's the difference between the two cases? Whereas we have machlokas or meir and rabbanon, seems to be same machlokas or bekiva and rabbanon. So what's the difference that between the two? So he gives the difference. And before he gives the difference, I should tell you the Gilin Ephraim, he really says something which is not in the Sefer, but it is important to know that he says there's yet a third reason to give this guy a benefit. What's the reason of the doubts and not look at his new nega? What's that? Simcha. Simcha Siyanta. So the first reason Rabbi Yochanan gave is to don't look at his new nega in order to allow him to bring korbanos. The second reason Rabbi Zir gave is to allow him to go to the base of Mikdash. The third reason Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Boon implies is to give him simcha. A person that has saraz, he's depressed, right? He's dejected, he's demoralized. We don't want that to happen, okay? So everybody can see in this case will be Mekel. Why? Because in the case where in the case where only the old blotch went away, right? So then, but there still are other signs left, so then we have a machlokas. But here, v'shahochu lohem asimanim v'ha'om, and the Gilin Ephraim takes out the word kayemis. So that's an interesting thing. Let's say you had a blotch, and in the blotch was white hair, when the blotch was that bagel hole in the middle, right? So then, that blotch went away, but you were left with the white hair, or the bagel hole effect, even though it's not as visible as it was before. So in that case, where he says we have a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi and Rabbanan, what to do? Should we look at the nega or not look at the nega? In other words, according to Rabbanan, we look at the nega, we say the old one's gone, and we say the new one's okay. Rabbi Akiva says no, right? Rabbi Akiva says we can't do that because obviously we're making a mockery out of it, right? Because there's something still there, it's the continuation. V'araya, the proof of that is. And we got the names mixed up because going over there. Rabbanan say, Rameir says, it's gone. So therefore, you don't look at the old one, and the new one you don't look at, so you make them tar. Rabbanan say, no, that's a mockery, because there's still something left of the old one. So this must be a spreading, an expansion of the old one in a new direction. Therefore, we have to continue with status as tuma. However, says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon, that's only where there's a vestige of the old one, albeit not a complete vestige. For where there's no vestige of the old one, there perhaps even Rabbanan would agree that you do not have to look at the new one at all, because there's no commemoration of the old one. So even though you know the new one is coming on its own, since the old one is completely, totally gone, so therefore you're off the hook. Because I say that one's gone, and this one you don't have to look at. Again, he's contending that even Rabbanan who say it's the same old one, only say it's the same old one where there's some vestige of the old one. But now all vestiges have been erased. Of course, Rabbi Akiva, in our case, argues and says, even if there's no vestige whatsoever, you still can't assume that there's a separate one. It's a continuation, just moved a little bit. But possible, both Rabbanu and Meir, in the case over there, would agree over here that we say that we let him off the hook. Says Mar Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, it was actually a brisa. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Diber Rabbi Yossi, it seems Rabbi Yossi is correct, B'muzgar, by a Torah who's not yet definitive of a Torah. You know, a Torah is closeted up for 2 or 3 weeks if his marks are ambiguous, right? It's a week or two, I'm sorry. It's a week or two. It doesn't spread in the first week, then he gets the second week. Week or two, right. Tzoras, a batim gets up to three weeks. I'm sorry, I'm wrong. So, amen. So, you came to Rabbi Yossi, it seems he's correct by a Muzgar, somebody who's closed up and not in quarantine, in isolation, to check him out. But even Rabbi Meir, seems Rabbi Meir is correct by Mukhlad, by somebody who's already considered to be a Mukhlad, has been a definite Mitzorah. Now, what that means is like this. According to Gilead Ephraim, he says this is a raya for Rabbi Yossi Barabun that we're looking actually at his personal simcha. And there are two ways of defining personal simcha in Yontif. One way to define personal simcha is a simcha of a person who's an Oved Hashem. What's his simcha? To go into the Beis HaMikdash, to bring Kompanos, to go to the Rebbe, whatever it is, right? There's another way to define simcha, that he wants to be around his wife and kids at home. So Rebbe is going with that definition of simcha. He's saying if the guy's already a Muzgar, right? So then it seems that in that case we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says it's the same old one, because the Muzgar has not yet been quarantined. So since he's been quarantined, but he hasn't yet been sent outside the camp, so he's still around his home. He's locked up at home, but he's still at home. So therefore, for him, we should follow the strict letter of the law and say, look, it seems to be the same one, and we're not going to make you tar, right? We're not going to make you tame because you're in Muzgar, you haven't completed your 7 days yet, but we're not going to let you off the hook. It seems, however, that says Rabbi, we should go like Rabbi Meir by Mukhlad, meaning he's already outside the camp, and it's Erev Yontif, for Yontif it's not so nice. So therefore, by him, we'll play any trick we can to get him possibly back inside his home for Yontif. And that includes that if the first one has gone away, even though the second one, we're going to just look at the first one and say it's gone, and not at the second one and say it continues. Okay? So now, we're up to the last line. The carbon Ada takes out the last two lines, so we will take them in as well. They're actually repetitive. And now we're up to Umabineo. What's the difference between the two approaches? So, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. So it says, Marshmu Amar Pricha Beineo. It's interesting, Machlokas. So it's not so simple at first glance. It's not just that Rabbi Akiva says it's a continuation of the first one, and Rabbanan holds it's separate from the first one. There's a little bit more to it. We're talking about a guy. What's the status of a guy, according to Shmuel, who became completely white? Right?
Oh,
and remember it says Kulo Hapach Lavon Taharu. That's completely right. He's okay, right? Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hikan Mesa, it's the original Nega, but Poreach Min HaTameh, and expanded from that original one which was Tameh, and he's Tor, right? He becomes Tor when it expands completely in it. Rabbanan Amrei Choreu. No, it's another nega. It's not the first one. Biporeach minator, and therefore he's really now. Oh no! I made a mistake. Not a major one, but ma'beneu means where's the ramification where Rabbi Akiva is going to be lekula and Rabban is going to be lechumra. In other words, here Rabbi Akiva is lechumra because it says it's the same old one. And Rabbanan are Lukula, because Rabbanan say it's not the same old one. Rabbanan say it's a new one, right? What's not, so we said, and therefore then we look just the old one, see it's God and not the new one. But where's their manifestation of differences elsewhere? So the manifestation of differences elsewhere is where if now he becomes completely white, right? He becomes completely white in this stage. In other words, on, let's say, Yom, he becomes completely white. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what was he till now? He was tummy because his first tumor never came up and fell up. So suddenly he comes completely white, out of a state of tumor, he becomes tar. According to Rabbanan, though, what was he? Because Rabbanan put on blinders when it came to the second one. So what was he till now? Tar. So he becomes completely white, he becomes tummy. Because coming completely white out of the tummy, out of stage of being tar, makes you tummy. So yeah, there is a flip side in which Rabbanan would be make machmir and Rabbi Kiva make. Let's see the inside again. Kiva he cut mesa. The old one continued, never stopped. Now vikan is still tummy. Now biporeach mina tummy. If it spreads, it's like expanding from the tummy and he's tar. For Rabbanan, I mean, no, choriu, it's a new one, right? The old one, it's gone, right? So therefore, biporeach mina tar. So therefore it's expanding actually from Torah, because technically, even though it's a legal fiction, they made him Torah for Yodin. So therefore it expands from a Torah, he's Tomei. Okay, we'll start, it continues on a little bit the sugya, but we'll stop here for tonight.